I want to share with you part of a post by someone on Scared Monkeys talking about one of my commentaries, like you're listening to right now, where a Texas grandfather says the juvenile justice system needs to be totally revised so it does not apply to anyone over the age of 12. Make those 13 and older abide by the adult system and get rid of judges that have sympathy for bad behavior. Sexual predators, when identified, should be removed from society, and those that have committed assaults or rape should be removed from the planet. Now, I think Texas grandfather is making a point, although some of it isn't practical, especially the part about judges and the part that caught my attention, that have sympathy for bad behavior. The difference between committing a crime and bad behavior, what is it? It's the difference between right and wrong. Everyone knows the difference between right and wrong, unless you're mentally challenged and just don't understand. Sometimes bad behavior is a result of lack of consequences. I've preached that over and over and over again. I happen to be watching an episode, I love the show, of Judging Amy, the CBS show. It's gone off the air a couple of years ago, where the Amy is a juvenile court judge, and one of the fights that she was having with one of her staff members was about her sympathy for bad behavior, how she was not listening to police officers, she was feeling bad for the kids, and basically not being objective. Judges are supposed to be objective, listen to the evidence, and then make a decision. Once they stop doing that, then we have a problem. So when judges have sympathy for bad behavior, is that not being objective? Well, you can take a look at that objectively and try to decide whether or not they do or they don't. But the problem with the system today is sympathy for bad behavior. Not once, not twice, but over and over and over again. And that's why we see repeat offenders. No consequences, the sympathy for bad behavior. When you add those two up, you get big problems. Way to go, Texas grandfather. That's today's commentary. I'm Dana Pretzer.